You're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. As always, you can listen to past episodes of Saturday Sunrise by going online to our website, WFIWradio.com. Click on Bus and then click on Saturday Sunrise. Well, I'm glad to have this person back on the show. It's been a while since I've had her on, but it's always great talking to her about horses and also what's going on at Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation, and that is Rhonda Coker. And Rhonda, it is great to have you here this morning. Hey, I tell you what, this year, Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation continues to thrive, continues to grow. You've been posting updates on the Facebook page. How are things going on at Hope? And it seems like everything's going pretty good for you.
Well, we've been very busy. We've not had any problems in that manner. COVID did slow down some of the things that we had planned to do, including some fundraisers. We were going to have some youth organizations out on a regular basis. So COVID kind of put that aside. But no, we have actually been very busy out there. There's been some great organizations volunteer, work with us, donate to us. So I think our primary thing that we have really had going this year is to try and get the fence completed. Fortunately, we were able to receive an impact grant from the Wayne County Farm Bureau. We thank the board so much for that. That allowed us to finish the purchase of the post. I had an anonymous donor who assisted in buying all of the fencing. So all of the supplies have been there, and we just kind of worked at that. Jeremy Carter and Carter Trucking donated some lime and some sand for us to kind of get the permanent corral started and get it set. But I can't say enough about Central Christian Church out of Mount Vernon. They had contacted me about wanting to have a service project day with us, and those folks were absolutely amazing. There were over 30, probably closer to 40 or 50 volunteers from that church who came out and in probably about 7 hours set over half of the fence, cleared a lot of brush, done a bunch of other little jobs and projects there around. But it was just like a line of blue, and there was someone at every post just nailing in the fence, the spirit, the camaraderie. There was a lot of fun for the day. We were fortunate it wasn't super hot. So it was a great day. It was a good experience for us. Lots of traffic going by noticed and heard a lot of good things about that. So we were super grateful to them for that and that outreach. So we do now have half of the permanent pasture open, and I have 5 of our residents out there today. So that's been a great thing for us.
And that's what it's been about, is you have people that come in, like, you know, like Central Christian Church, you know, Jeremy Carter, the Wayne County Farm Bureau, and others that know the mission of Hope. They understand and know what it's about, and they're willing to take some time and utilize that time to help you out. And it just seems like one after another, you know, the volunteerism has just been high, and you got to love that.
I do, and actually that's really been one of the primary things for me in getting this rolling, is I want to build something that the community could get behind, but also be a part of. You know, not only did Central Christian come out and work that day, but they got time with the horses. We did some horse trivia. You know, some of them just enjoyed just cleaning the pens, just brushing and grooming. And so those are kind of things that we wanted. We wanted to be able better to put the horses in the hands of folks who don't normally get to experience that. Several of those individuals, usually the younger ones, they reached out to me and said, hey, we'll be back. Those are things that we like to hear. That puts the word out of, you know, hey, we're here. This is what we're doing.
Okay, so you talked about, you kind of hinted upon it a little bit, but there were new additions to the Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation family this year. I was looking at the Facebook page. You had Cherry Bell, Hank, Cricket Bug, Bella. You also had RJ earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So how are they doing at Hope? And also about the adoption process as well. Looks like it's going well for you as well.
Well, I can say that right now there are 10 residents out there. 2 of them are privately owned. And a new experience kind of for us, something that we're experimenting in. The rescues continue to come in. I can say that all of these have been local surrenders, again, under good circumstances. These folks reach out to us. Cherry Bell, she's very special. She's actually a 26-year-old registered quarter horse, and her pasture mate is Cricket Bug, who's a miniature donkey. And so she has been nothing but a halter show horse. She's beautiful for her age. Bella came in. She has a hip disorder that we are looking into. We need to have some x-rays. And she's a beautiful black Pasifino. She is super friendly. We actually were hoping to rehome her with the girls' oblong home. And unfortunately, we were looking forward to that, but COVID kind of shut down some of their funding. So Bella is still there with us. She's super sweet. She's rideable bareback even. So she's come to us. She's an adoptable option. And then RJ. RJ was a local surrender. He is half bay. He is half Mustang mix. He is actually one of Harold Barnard's last Mustangs. And so he was kind of the trigger for us in the adoptions really starting to roll. I had a lot of people outreach on him just because he was different. He was healthy. And so we've had some interest there. I've had some folks come out and look. The paperwork seems thorough and broad, and so we've had two adoptions out, and that's RJ and Godiva. Godiva was the miniature mule that came in to us in February. So those two have now been adopted out, but I think that people need to realize that, you know, even though COVID's there, we're still working. Things are happening. Honestly, we're at capacity. I've been helping a gentleman who has been a wonderful support and go-to for me, who had some health issues. I've been helping care for four horses down in Barnhill. And so I actually have a waiting list. So until we can get the pasture fully open, get some shelters up, you know, we're now full and we have that waiting list. And the calls continue to come in. So adoption is a really big thing for us, something else that will help us take in more, and that is fostering. So if there are folks in our area or surrounding counties that are interested in fostering, that works just like a child fostering, in that you can actually keep four horses on your premises that actually belong to Hope. But that allows us to take in more and to help place them. So those are some more things that are coming. But adoption is definitely there, and we do still have several adoptable options out there.
You talk about the waiting list, and I was thinking to myself, I mean, I think, you know, how you're at max capacity right now. Obviously, you would like to take more in, but having that waiting list, though, I think that's a good problem to have, especially when, you know, you have people that are still contacting you and reaching out to you. I just think that's a good problem to have.
And I think that is the hardest thing for me. Anybody who knows me knows my heart. It's the hardest thing for me is to tell folks no. That was something I was told initially by my department investigator, Rhonda, you're going to have to learn how to say no. I'm not real good at that. So just like helping the gentleman down at Barnhill, whatever I can do to help, you know, him keep his horses or if he can foster for us until we can take him in, I'm willing to do everything that we can without any kind of risk or liability issues. So, I mean, we're more of an outreach even beyond what we have there at the rescue.
Hey, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. Rhonda Coker on the phone with me this morning of Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation, located west of Fairfield at the Boylerton Crossroads. Rhonda, there was something I've always been kind of curious about, and I heard this on RFD today recently. There was an interview about this with Jason Vance, but, you know, the winter season, you know, it's known for its snow, its ice, the cold temperatures as well. We've had some bitterly cold temperatures here in the area before, but as someone who knows a lot about horses, you know, an equestrian owner, I've always wondered, how do you keep the horses warm during the winter months in the barn and stable? Because obviously keeping them warm is huge.
Well, I appreciate your support, but I would not want to say I'm an expert. And, you know, in this situation, a lot of folks have difference in opinions. I think, number one, most folks need to realize that horses are, I mean, they are an outdoor animal. So, you know, they actually enjoy and thrive during the cooler weather. They can tolerate the cold weather very well. They adapt to the cool breezes. They do get a thick winter coat that's a natural protection from the elements of the winter. There are a lot of things that can be done, but then also you kind of have to look at a lot of things that they normally are getting in the warmer weather that they are not. Some folks like to use the winter blankets. I don't necessarily. We do have some. That would be something that I would just, you know, you have your own opinion about that. But winter coats do come naturally for them. As a matter of fact, most of the residents have really put that on in the last month. But when you put that winter blanket on a horse, you know, you kind of take away from their natural ability on their body temperature. They're known to be able to survive that. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Again, it's all just opinion. There are some other things that you have to look at. You know, when you're going to stable them in a barn or somewhere inside, I mean, it's always good to offer that shelter, and, you know, that is one of the humane things that you are to do. But I think the main thing is to remember you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So you offer that shelter. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go in. When you have that barn, you know, you're going to want to make sure that they have a lot of good air and ventilation. You've got to keep that clean. You know, if they're in there, you want to keep things dust-free. You know, you've got to remember that you're going to be dealing with rodents, so you've got to watch on how you keep your supplies. You keep plenty on hand for winter, and you keep it rodent-free. There's a lot of other issues that you have to think about. You've got hay and bedding in there. You know, sometimes they will tell you that it's best to kind of keep those in separate structures, you know, as far as for the dust. The respiratory is a big issue for horses, as well as a fire hazard. You get into dealing with water. You know, are you dealing with a natural pond, stream, that kind of thing? Or are you dealing with stock tanks? Or do you have below the freeze line fountains? If you're dealing with your stock tanks, you're either looking at breaking ice water there, or you can put tank heaters in. Some folks have luck with putting balls just in the tank and letting them float to kind of keep it broke loose. You're also losing a lot of the nutrients when you're feeding the hay as opposed to the natural pasture. So you're looking at additives and things with the feed that you normally wouldn't, and that's, you know, you may need to add some alfalfa pellets or cubes and beet pulp, some weight builder. They may tend to lose a little bit of weight during those winter months. I think the other thing is you can actually soak a lot of those additives, you know, or even some of their feed and make a mash and still help them keep hydrated. So there's a lot of different things that you can actually do for that. I would say a lot of the folks are already prepping for some of those kind of things. If you're ever in question, you know, we're happy to try and help. Your vet's always a good source for you on things to do. You kind of got to look at, you know, their body condition is a big thing. You know, adjusting the feed, caring for their coat, you know, keeping them hydrated, the parasites, the vaccines, you still have to keep them up. They're just not out there in the pasture.
All right. Okay, so looking ahead here, we know 2020 is about almost over and 2021 is around the corner. Do you have any, like, objectives, goals, future projects in mind that you're setting for next year?
Well, I know you kind of tied that in with one of the other questions that we've talked about. Yes, we kind of hope to have, you know, some more fundraising next year. I think a lot of it is with anything else. We're going to have to wait and see what 2021 brings, what COVID's going to be like. You know, I can say, yes, there will probably still be a cookout with Matt Kenny again. We haven't set any kind of a date. I would say that we would love to do our Hearts for Horses event, try to get that rolling. Maybe we can build and add more things than what we already had planned. As far as, you know, areas that we want to kind of get into, we definitely want to get that fencing finished up, get the gates put in, and then we have to look at some permanent shelters, because as much as we put them out there, they have to have the shelter offered to them. Once we can actually do that and we provide the four things for them, which is food, water, humane, care, and the shelter, then we will actually switch the license from my home property, which is adjacent, over to the 7 acres. That will allow us to increase the numbers that we can actually rescue and take in, and then I can become a foster and take in fosters there adjacent. So that helps on our numbers. I think we want to continue to see more hands-on with the community. Hopefully with COVID, that will kind of subside. We'll be able to bring back some projects we'd hope to do this year. But besides the fence, the shelters, I think the next big thing would be to work on welding our permanent corral. And we haven't really put that out, but I definitely want to thank Mike Podolsky and Podolsky Oil for donating the pipe to make that happen. So there are still things that we folks will see coming and happening. We're just going to be a continual project ongoing out there until things are the way they need to be.
Okay, Rhonda, is there anything else you want to mention that you haven't mentioned yet since we're almost out of time?
I think the biggest thing is folks need to know that even though, you know, COVID's going on, in checking with the Department of Agriculture in last spring, we are still able to maintain and be open to the public. That being said, we have to take precautions, but we are a volunteer organization. So you are volunteering that you are willing to come out and do that. You are entitled to make any kind of mask or hygiene that you feel necessary. So definitely still reach out to me for appointments if you want to come out. We'll set something up. If I'm not available, we'll get somebody else out there with you. We have definitely seen some of that. We want to see more of that. So I think that's a big thing. We want folks to know that we're still out there. We're operating. Don't hesitate to reach out if you'd like to come see us. If you know someone that is in need, as far as that goes, if you're looking for something to help, we are just totally non-for-profit, so we are by donation grant. We can take donations, monetary or supplies, and so I would love to see more of that kind of happening as well, some more community involvement.
All right. Hey, Rhonda, it's always great chatting with you about Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation, and I follow the Facebook page, and I try to read all the posts that I can and try to keep up with everything that's going on out there, and you and your staff do an outstanding job, and thank you very much for providing an update in regards to Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation, and I'm encouraged and I'm excited about the future of what's to come here for you over at Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation. I'd like to talk to you again about this down the road, all right?
That'd be great. Thanks for having me, Darren.
Thanks, Rhonda. Again, that was Rhonda Coker of Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation. They're located west of Fairfield on Highway 15 at the Boylston Crossroads. I'm Derek Dunn. That does it for Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe this weekend. Catch you all a week from today.